The government plans dramatic cuts in what it pays cancer doctors for the chemotherapy they administer to their patients. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that cancer doctors say the move could reduce care for patients.
Until now, Medicare has been paying for cancer drugs this way. The manufacturer tells Medicare the list price, but then gives doctors big price breaks. Medicare reimburses physicians based on that high list price, and doctors keep the difference. Medicare officials have overlooked this practice because they figured a lot of the money was going to pay for office overhead costs, like special chemotherapy nurses. Now Medicare Administrator Mark McClellan says the system has to change.
It's very important that we pay accurately for the service that we provide. Overpaying for drugs is not a way to go from the standpoint of the integrity of the Medicare program and from the standpoint of what our beneficiaries have to pay.
Patients would benefit from a change. Right now, they pay 20% of what the drug companies say the drug costs, not 20% of the deeply discounted costs the doctors pay. The oncologists are on board, but only a little bit. Dr. David Johnson is head of the American Society of Clinical Oncology.
We would agree with the premise that the way the system has operated for some years has been out of balance.
But Johnson says that if Medicare simply cuts payments for the drugs, oncologists won't have anything extra left to pay special chemotherapy nurses, pharmacists, or to support outpatient clinics where drugs can be delivered. The planned payment cuts for next year are large. On some drugs, oncologists would get 29%, 53%, even 89% less. Medicare estimates a 2 to 8% salary cut for oncologists. Johnson says it could be worse, and there could be consequences.
I don't know anyone can predict accurately what's going to happen come January 1st. My guess is physicians are reasonably smart individuals. They will be conservative. They won't expand their practices. They may even close practices that are at present time not revenue positive, i.e. a practice that they're conducting now in a smaller community for the convenience of patients, but which isn't actually making revenue for the practice as a whole may be closed.
But Medicare head Mark McClellan says he's working on ways to increase payments for those ancillary services.
Because we are taking a lot of steps to make sure that we are correcting any underpayments for the services that oncologists provide along with the drugs, we believe we'll be able to continue to give patients access to care in their doctor's offices when that's appropriate.
The oncologists, though, are not so confident. They'll be lobbying hard during the 2-month comment period on the new prices. Johnson says it'll be a tough sell in an election year, but he's not giving up. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.